Museum Board meeting, Wednesday, May 8th. We'll start with public comments. Are there any public comments at this time? Or for later date, later agenda item? Okay, we can always bring that up. Hey, Todd. Presentations, board chair report. The only thing I have to announce, and Robin will touch on this in her report as well, that the city council did approve our name change. We're officially the Museum of Riverside. And also approved phase one design, which I guess there'll be more to come on that later as we get into that. But that's with Pfeiffer, and I hope to be hearing more about that from Robin. And that's all I have. Riverside Museum Associates, welcome, Robin.
I don't have a whole lot right now. We are having our annual dinner tomorrow night at the Victoria Club. Hope to see everybody there. It'll be nice. I think it's going to be just a nice evening. And we are working on the ice cream social, which is the 19th at Heritage House. And we're making buttons, and they will say Museum of Riverside Heritage House.
Very nice.
And Mary? And the Multicultural Council of the Riverside Museum Associates is partnering with the Juneteenth Committee of Riverside for the 19th Annual Juneteenth Celebration on June the 1st. And I have a couple little flyers. We are highlighting the youth panel.
Nice.
Between 2 to 3:30. And they are basically doing the whole event. They selected the title for their discussion from 2 to 3:30. And they selected a building a bridge from my cultural to yours. And we have 5 groups from North High School doing this. MedJob, BSU, ASU, Best Buddies, which is a ADA group. And Open, which is a gay LGBT group. And North High School also has a multicultural council. And we've been meeting with them on Fridays at school, and we will continue the meetings until the end of the month. But we're very happy that we're in partnership with the Juneteenth. I'll pass out a few flyers here, and we're really excited that we're getting youth involved, you know, in some of our activities.
And where's that at?
It's for the Juneteenth, which is an event. It's an annual event that the Juneteenth Committee has done for the 19 years.
No, I mean, where's the location?
Stratton Center in Borwell Park.
Oh, right by my house. Thank you.
The Stratton Center is hosting public meetings for people who would like to know or be involved with the Juneteenth every Tuesday starting yesterday. So their meetings are going to be the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. If you'd like to know more or if you'd like to get involved with it. And it's at the Stratton Center at 6 p.m.
Thank you. Number 4, Harada House Foundation. Chuck?
We have 2 architectural firms that have been selected to take a look at the Harada House and give us an overview of what needs to be done and how much it would cost to do that. They are charged with getting back to us reports by August. One of them will be going through the house on the 4th, 5th? Okay, June 5th. They've asked to meet with stakeholders, so if there's somebody here that would like to meet with them, I will meet with them, Lauren Bricker will meet with them, Nancy Takano probably will meet, all of us representing the foundation. But Mary, if you'd like to be included in that, let me know.
I would go.
So I can put things together, get with Robin, and make sure she's got permission for everybody to walk through the house with them and then talk with them.
Chuck, who are they? What firms?
The 2 firms are ARG, Architectural Resources Group.
Thank you. And Ion Stigler?
IS Architecture, Ion Stigler, from La Jolla.
Ion's out of San Diego, and I think ARG is out of LA, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
So you have one doing a walkthrough on the 5th?
IS Architecture is doing their first work day at the house, and they'll have a stakeholder meeting in this room at 1 o'clock on that day. ARG will probably schedule for a little bit later in June.
Okay, so so that's...
And they haven't indicated that they want to have stakeholders, but they may, we just don't know.
Okay. Number five, Harada House Project Team. Is that what's
they're
left
only meeting
of...
every
You've got
other
minutes,
month, yeah.
Okay. I think, which is your next...
Yeah.
As part of the agenda. I think there's an amendment to those minutes, so I think the Museum Board report item should say that it was unanimously approved to be dissolved as a Museum Board ad hoc committee and reconstituted as an administrative committee. I think we need, it wasn't just it's going to be dissolved, it simply gets reconstituted mm-hmm. in a different form, different jurisdiction, as it were.
I think it read that way because this body can only dissolve it. It couldn't direct what to happen afterwards.
Well,
so this was probably taken straight out of the...
Yeah, I think that the motion was just to dissolve it. If you guys, by action of the legislative body, reconstitute it, then you're kind of back where you started, where this body is creating another body. So that when it came before you guys, it was just a dissolution. There was no reconstitution of the body.
Okay, well then I would ask where it's officially noted that it's reconstituted.
We can deal with that on the next Harada House Project Team, just to indicate that retroactively that the...
I don't want the sense that we just dropped this.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'd either record it, okay, we changed it,
right.
We didn't just drop it in. If you just leave this here, it looks as though it just disappears.
Okay, well that can
I
be,
hear what you're saying.
That can be a correction to these minutes then, but not as a board report.
So someplace it needs to show that it is simply changed and it's...
Well, let's put that when we approve the minutes, let's make it a correction that board will be reconsidered at a future date, or reformatted, or something at a future date.
But we are going to be involved in that, though.
Of the project team.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I think this has to stand as it is, then. We just need to, someplace, officially get it back up as an entity.
When you have your project team.
For the project group, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, director's update.
Okay, as Mary mentioned, our name change is now official. You will see it appear in documents and any place where an actual logo isn't yet required. We're still working on the rebranding process, and as soon as that's done, hopefully by the end of this summer, we'll be able to roll out the name within the context of a new brand. Phase one contract, as Mary also mentioned, with Pfeiffer Partners was approved. Their first work day here is going to be June 3rd. That's going to be an all-day session. We have yet to find out how they want to parse out the day and who needs to be where when. But now that they're going to start working in earnest, we'll start looking again at some of our advisory teams and when to convene meetings with them. On last night's City Council meeting also included some approvals with respect to the museum. Our MOU with the Harada House Foundation was approved. The deaccession of the Amazonian canoe was finalized, and a great many of the equipment discards that you see scattered around this building were officially cleared to give to the Harupa Mountains Discovery Center, so we'll get more things cleared out of this building. We had 135 applicants for our collections registrar position, so we're going to begin the interview process soon. I decided a little late in the game to assemble statistics for this current fiscal year 2018-2019 visitation program and participation visitation statistics. So I'm trying to do that retroactively, but I'm pleased to report that of the figures I've gathered so far, in the fiscal year's not over yet, we have well over 9,000 participants in our special programs and activities and events that have occurred. This is not counting the count of about 25,000 that went through the Tiltoco exhibition, nor does it count people who visited our little off-site exhibits, because we have no way of counting that. This is just people who came to our scheduled events and programs. So considering that we're keeping up with regular activities as well, again, it also doesn't count school tours and other regular activities. This is just special one-time programs. So all very good. We had a walkthrough earlier today with architects who are interested in our new RFP that we are issuing for Robinson House. We're changing the approach to that rehabilitation project to design, bid, build. And so we'll get appropriate designs from historic preservation architects before we launch into reissuing the RFP for a contractor. And then finally, just a heads up to all of you that the June board packet is going to contain two long and detailed documents, which I hope you will carve out some time to look over. One of them is our collections and exhibition management policies, which are due for an update and have been radically rewritten. And the other is the 2019-2024 strategic plan. So they'll be in your packet next time.
You say big, the collections policy itself runs to 30 plus pages?
39, I think it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that completely overhaul the existing collections plan, which is kind of choppy?
Policies, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, because that's another thing.
There's another collections related document that will come down the pike, which is the collections development plan, which maps out what your collection contains and how you're going to encourage its growth. This is management policies, loans, accessions, deaccessions, management of access to the records and access to storage, just the practical logistical things.
Okay. Darn, I just finished the old one.
Somebody brought to my attention that the Museum of Redlands is also MOR.
Yep.
And they were asking me, well, how does that, and I went over just to see, you know, this is their logo that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept asking, well, how is that going to be different from Riverside?
Yeah.
Well, that's something that's going to have to be figured
out. Yeah, it'll be worked out in the branding. And, you know, there are only 26 letters in the alphabet, and if two of them are M and R, there are going to be limits to what we can do anyway. One thing that is true is that right now, there are a great many acronyms in town that start with R, so now we're not one of those. A lot of this can be solved through taglines, too, and how we distinguish ourselves and the way we use that acronym. So again, you know, nobody owns the letters of the alphabet and has sole claim to how they're arranged. There are lots of other organizations in the world that are MOR or
RMM. They said it might create some confusion when you Google MOR. You know, mm-hmm. It's going to get you to Redlands and it's also going to get mm-hmm. you to Riverside. Well, that happens.
The city's marketing department has laid claim to domain names that that include every permutation except MOR. Precisely because of that, MOR is already used by other businesses, both for-profit and non-profit. So Museum of Riverside, museumriverside.com.org, etc. So all those have been claimed, so when someone's doing a search for those combinations, that they'll come to us.
Now they just see, well, is it going to be different from the Redlands? I signed mm-hmm. up for the email just to see how different they're going to, you know, they'll be doing some of their mm-hmm. activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be different.
Okay.
All right, any other comments, questions regarding the director's report? I do have one comment. I was happy to see that you've been able to keep up with requests for access to things, mm-hmm. and that's encouraging. I like the idea of those pop-ups at least two a year, because that keeps the Museum of Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to make a segue into reintroducing ourselves, mm-hmm. so that we're not coming from nowhere, back from nothing. We're not so far off the radar that we have to work so hard. That's really encouraging.
Big thanks to Brendan in particular, whose knowledge of the collection has made it possible for us to get quickly to
what we needed
to provide to some of these folks who have been inquiring for archival or object access.
And the other thing was the insect fair had a great attendance, did it not?
It did. We We took 572 people just through that tiny little butterfly tent. Who knows how many thousands visited Douglas's station. So.
And you didn't have a way of really counting attendance on that at all, or were you able to?
He was one guy doing it all, so it was...
Attendance counting wasn't part of the job, huh? Okay, well, thank you. Discussion and action calendar. Are there any public comments? Approval of minutes for April 10th.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Opposed? All right, so approved. Item 7, determine whether museum board member absences for the April 10th board meeting should be recorded as excused or unexcused.
Move that report done as excused.
Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, so moved. Item 9, accession of the two water goblets. Doesn't look like that was a very tortured meeting.
I'll move a session.
Just don't drop them.
Where are they going? Does it even say?
Heritage House.
Oh, perfect.
I thought that's where they came from or something. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, did somebody make a motion? I'm sorry. I didn't hear it if you did.
I made the motion.
Okay. Sorry about that. I was thinking.
I'll second.
Thank you. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. So moved. Where is the Heritage House? We put them on display or just storage?
No, they're, we have that pattern on display on the table. It was part of Joan Hall's family.
That's in the dining room?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And we have two sets of crystal from Joan Hall. And the one with the yellow goblet is on the table. And one of them got broken. And so...
Oh, well, look at that. Just
we found another one and a spare.
Good work. All right, committee reports. Board Development Committee. We do not have a report for this week, but we're meeting next month?
June 28th.
28th, okay. Museum Budget Committee. No report. And I guess there's nothing to be done with that till we see June's board packet. Board member communications, reports on conference seminars, meetings, nothing, okay. Items for future consideration as requested by board members. Chuck, do you have anything to add to that?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, then we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Wow.
Boom, is that a record? We can still make happy hour.